So interpretation of your accounts. So there's three ways that you can interpret the business accounts. One, the profitability ratios. Two, the liquidity ratios. And three, the gearing ratios. So ratio analysis refers to the study of one piece of accounting data in relation to another piece of accounting data. And there are three main types. So the first one that we're going to look at are profitability. So your profitability ratio is made up of three different ratios. You've got your gross profit, your net profit, and your return on capital employed. So your first one, number one, your gross profit. The formula for gross profit, which you need to know, is your gross profit divided by sales. And you're multiplying that by 100 over 1. So this ratio is also known as the gross margin or gross profit percentage. It's calculated by taking the gross profit figure and dividing it by the sales figure, then multiply it by 100 to get a percentage. So this ratio is shown as percentage. It shows the amount of gross profit the company will get from sales. For example, a gross profit of 45% means that the business is earning 45 cents of a gross profit. The higher the gross profit, the easier the business can pay its expenses. Okay, so you're looking at the percentage of sales that they're going to get. Remember, your gross profit is your gross profit divided by sales multiplied by 100 over 1. Just to note yourself, a decline in the gross profit can be due to an increased cost of sales. So this can be due to higher material or production costs. So our material getting more expensive. Our lower profit margins, this is because the selling price is too low. They're not getting an awful lot of money in. That's your gross profit. Number two, your net profit. So your net profit is your net profit divided by sales multiplied by 100 over 1. So this ratio is also known as the net margin and net profit percentage. It's calculated by taking the net profit figure and dividing it by the sales figure, then multiply it by 100 to get a percentage. It's shown as a percentage, and it shows the amount of net profit a company will get from sales. For example, a net profit of 20% means the business is earning 20 cent net profit. The higher the net profit, the higher the profits. So your net profit is the percentage of sales that you get, and it is your net profit divided by sales multiplied by 100 over 1. And the last ratio for profitability is return on investment, or ROI. So your return on investment is your net profit divided by your capital employed multiplied by 100 over 1. So this is also known as return on capital employed. It's calculated by taking the net profit figure and dividing it by your capital employed figure. Then multiply this figure by 100 to get a percentage. The figure measures the firm's ability to generate profits from the money invested in the business. It shows the return the investor will get for the money that they give to the business. The higher the ROI, the better, the higher the return on investments. This is return that the shareholders are going to get by investing money into the business. So the shareholders are going to want a higher return rate. So it's going to take your net profit and you're going to divide it by your capital employed. And there are three formulas that you need to know for your profitability. So you've got gross profit ratio, net profit ratio, and return on capital employed.